And make all kinds of noise. I love this next guy, Mark Lamb. Come on up, Mark Lamb. There you go. Running up here. Sweet.
I'm standing in this hallway waiting to go on stage. It's on the University of Tennessee Knoxville campus in the Student Union building. And in front of me is my dance company. Well, it's a community-based dance company that I founded with a few of my friends. And it's truly a community-based dance company. We actively recruited people who are wheelchair users and senior citizens that had dreams of becoming dancers and professional dancers that love to dance with all these different kinds of folks. Well, being a community-based dance company, we get a lot of unusual gigs. And a lot of them are about social change or healing arts or social activism. And we're waiting to go on stage to do this gig at a eating disorder convention. And if you know any dancers or know anything about the dance world, you can't swing a carton of cigarettes without hitting an anorexic. I myself am a survivor, and I've completely recovered. But if anybody wants to participate in my recovery after the show, I'm available for dinner, Matthew. So anyway, we're waiting to go on, and the speaker in front of us is going long. And I'm excited about this gig because there's this one dancer who survived anorexia, and she's pregnant, and her body's filling out, and she's growing this life. And so we created this dance around her personal story. And I'm pumped about this, but the speaker in front of us is going long, and so we were supposed to have a spacing rehearsal and warm up in the space, but we can't get in because someone's long-winded. And I tell the dancers, look, let's just spread out. We're warm up in the hallway. And while I'm saying this, thousands of students come out. It's lunchtime at UT. And we are shoulder to shoulder, and there's no space for us, no space for the wheelchairs. So being a nonprofit, you have to think quick. So I say, okay, I'll introduce the company, and I'll do a long spiel. And then each one of you introduce yourselves. We'll all go on stage together, and this will just be part of the performance. You know, tell a little something about yourself. And they all agreed this was a great idea, except for this one dancer, Deirdre. Deirdre was the devil's advocate. She had this strong social activist voice that would not be silenced, and she was always like a sand in the oyster, but many times she created a pearl. And Deirdre says, I'm afraid they're not going to understand me. And the reason why she said this is, and she said it more like this, because she had Lou Gehrig's disease. It was in the early stages, but the first thing it happened to be taking was her voice. And she said, I'm afraid they're not going to understand me. But see, we had been going through this process with her, so we understood her completely. And one of these dancers, this very forceful lesbian, said, well, we know what you're saying, we'll just repeat it. So I said, fine, that's great. You know, I'm just thinking, it's a show, it's so important, we've got to get on stage. So we go in, we do the spiel, we're warming up, it gets to Deirdre, and she says, and Deirdre, please forgive me for the impression, but it was something like this. Hi, my name is Deirdre. And we repeated, hi, my name is Deirdre. And I have Lou Gehrig's disease. And I have Lou Gehrig's disease. And I'm losing my voice. And I'm losing my voice. But I can still wiggle. And we simultaneously burst into a wiggle dance, and the audience burst into laughter. And then I hear this kind of sniffling, and I look out and I study the audience, and they're sobbing. We had not taken one step of that dance that I was so excited about, and already I felt like we had done our job as a team. Now, Deirdre kept wiggling, and we kept being her voice as long as we could. And then eventually, the inevitable happened, and she passed away. But tonight, when I was prepping for this story, I thought Deirdre, once again, would like her voice to be heard through my voice. And I think what she would want me to say is what is actually inscribed upon her tombstone. And this is what it says. If you do not dance, you will become moldy. Thank you.